Thank you again for tuning in, man. I really do appreciate it. You know, we've been getting some great feedback from everybody. I mean, pretty much, you know, all across the globe. It's not coming in like we wanted to, but the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast is not a podcast for numbers anyway. We usually like to, well, not even usually, you know what I'm saying? Our podcast or my podcast is built off of facts. It's built off of real scenarios that anybody can relate to. This is the reason why we're not that political. We're not that religious. We're not that street. We're just the real deal. You know, this is reality. You know what I'm saying? From a African-American male's perspective, that's why the name of the podcast is Chicken and Kool-Aid, because I was down south living in Louisiana, and a lot of our meals, the main entree was chicken. And the main thing that we used to quench our thirst was Kool-Aid. And this was usually in the middle and at the end of the meal. It was more of an enjoyment part, to have a sweet but tart taste, you know, to go along with the rice and gravy and everything. So just to provide you all a concept of what that means, in case you already didn't pick up what I was just putting down, is that the chicken is going to be more of the religious, the society, political standpoint. The Kool-Aid is more going to be the hip hop, the gossip, the entertainment, sports standpoint. It's a perfect mixture of a podcast. Man, I really do appreciate you all tuning in again. But today we're going to go ahead and jump right into the fuckery. If anybody been listening to me and they understand, you know, from my virtual hustle days, you would know I was never a fan of the Black Lives Matter movement, specifically for so many reasons. And it seems as though that every other day, there's more reasons that I'm not satisfied. And mind you, I'm a Black man. So, you know, and on top of that, guess what? I welcome all low-key coons out there too, whatever that means. And I hate to use that word, but I know if someone hears me saying I don't agree with the Black Lives Matter movement, they may try to label me that. So I'm just, you know, just throwing it out there. Try to check me if you want to. Don't get embarrassed. But anyway, so let's rewind, okay? Probably about last week when the Trump administration was on goon mode. That's pretty much what it was. It's no other way to describe it. You know, we want to say racism and all of this, but let's just be honest. Donald Trump called his goons in, and he didn't call the army. He took it to the street. He took it to the block. And these people stormed the National Capitol. Was I surprised? No. Because I understand what lengths that Donald Trump will go to. At first, I was calling him a racist. I was, you know, kind of like despising who he was. But for the most part, though, I view him in a different lens right now. And here's the reason why. Donald Trump is not, a lot of people say he tells lies, but you know what? Donald Trump is like a real narcissistic gangster. Somebody that's going to tell you anything, right? And do anything. But at the end or at any given moment, you know you can't trust this person, but they'll be on some grimy shit. That's who Donald Trump is. You know, he's done a whole lot of grimy shit. And then you try to mix it in with the good, and he'll try to make it seem like everything balances out. But you all have your own opinions of Donald Trump. That's my opinion with him. I'm saying that to say this, right? Oh, man, not only we, the entire world smashed on dude, right? Twitter banned him. Facebook banned him. I think Instagram banned him. Every social media platform banned him. I have a problem with that, right? Because, hell, the world didn't come to, they didn't get on that, they didn't come to Minister Farrakhan's defense. I said the same thing. They're not able to mute a person because of their stance. You can mute him, but But you can't ban them. And mind you, Minister Farrakhan did much, 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 much less. A group of people banned him. There was no public safety, nothing. Let's get that shit straight. Okay? Now, in this scenario, it was in the sense of public safety, in my opinion, because people died at that White House. Yeah. And quote unquote, they use restraint in the face of a angry 10,000 people white mob. To me, myself personally, as I was speaking about these Black Lives Matter movement protests, where there were people are being shot with rubber bullets, they're being tear gassed and everything. With this angry white mob, nothing like that happened. So now, I know you guys are saying, well, Jerome, I thought that you started out by saying your disdain, disgruntled grievances, you were airing your grievances about the Black Lives Matter movement. And here's the reason why. Just as of yesterday, it was Martin Luther King's birthday, or maybe over the weekend, it was Martin Luther King's birthday. Do you know on Instagram, I'm not sure if it's the official page, but the page that's associated with the Black Lives Matter movement put out a twerk video. A twerk video on the nation's capital regarding Dr. Martin Luther King. And I looked at that as, first of all, I couldn't believe it. I seen some headlines or whatnot on YouTube. I think some people that I follow had said something like this. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe this is some type of blown up title or whatnot. But in actuality, it's true. It is true. And I'm looking here and I'm going to read you exactly what it stated. It stated, the twerk on Washington is a declaration of freedom and healing, advocating for the decolonization of over sexualizing Black women's bodies to reclaim an ancient sacred dance of liberation and wellness. Sampling I Have a Dream by the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. The shame of traditional African practices is not ours. Trauma is kept in the body. Shake it off. And do you know? They stated that this is more to come. Ladies and gentlemen, they stated that this is a series of art and cultivation that they're going to be putting out. You know what? Call me old fashioned. Please, I had to take off my glasses. Call me old fashioned, but what the hell does that have to do with Martin Luther King? Go on your Instagram pages right now, as soon as you hear this podcast, and look at this. And then they had the nerves to show my home state, Louisiana. Now, see, this is the bullshit that I'm talking about. Do you see how emotionally charged, if you're not in the know and the struggle of African Americans, it's some little girl out there that's thinking that it's okay to do that in the name of Black Lives Matter, in the name of civil rights, in the name of Martin Luther King, in the name of Martin Luther King. Some girl is going to be like, "Mommy, look, this is what we do to show respect." Now, me, myself, personally, trust and believe, I am a man. And you know what? Hey, look, women twerk and everything. And for some that have the body shape and the makeup, you know what? Hey, I don't mind it. I don't mind Black women expressing themselves. But let's do it in proper context, please. That right there was not fucking called for. Who asked you to do that anyway? Who gave you permission to do this on this man's birthday? It is not a tradition that people get out here and twerk on this man's birthday. This is the type of bullshit that the Black Lives Matter movement is using. This is the type of wasted energy that they're putting out to our community. And it's crazy. And it's dangerous. And it's destructive. And it's, trying to think of a word, non-negotiable. They can't get a pass for this shit. Because now we could see, we could honestly see that the things that they stand for, that they say that they stand for, is not really true. They're using our emotions against us. They're not concerned really and truly about the gun violence that goes on in the African-American community that's happening every single day, and the children are being gunned down by people that look like us. The only time that they're concerned is when they could really, really get a hashtag going on, when they could really, really get those donations going up, and when they could really, really put eyes on them when someone that's outside of our community, that's a white person or a police, does something wrong. Then they're all over the shit. I just wanted to bring that to y'all's attention. And guess what, y'all? If I'm getting too mad, if I'm getting too angry, if I'm getting too upset, you know what, y'all, please forgive me. Right? On some realness. Y'all, please forgive me. But here's something else that's angry and sad. But then again, though, I could be in a very opinionated person. I played basketball. I played football. I ran track. I played baseball. And to be honest, I think basketball and football were my two favorite sports. But either one of those, I didn't take it to the next level. I was just kind of like a hood star. You know, I smoked a lot of weed at times when I was younger. I could shoot really well. I could run. I could jump. You know, I was so good till they called me Earl Manigault. You know, some of my classmates, because that's how much weed I was smoking. On the real. But this led me to be an older person that still has a divine love for sports, right? Especially basketball. I was never really a good point guard. I was just always a scorer. Which brings me to the absence of Kyrie Irving. And I understand that Kyrie Irving is a very, very, and I think I spoke about this on the last podcast, but hey, you know what? Just to go back into some of the things, because we want to talk about some things that Kyrie Irving has done. It seems though that Kyrie Irving has, you know, donated 323,000 meals. He's partnered with Nike. I think the latest thing that he's done is bought George Floyd a house. And now since James Harden has bullied his way out of Houston, and I think Houston is going to the playoffs once John Wall comes back. Kyrie Irving has now came with stated that he is moving, you know, that he just had a personal absence that he didn't communicate to the president of the team, nor the head coach, nor none of the players. He just decided to leave. So what do I think about that? I think that Kyrie Irving, first of all, is very, very ultra talented. But before I do that, let me stop and just big my podcast up, big my team up, which is me and my Samsung phone, because that's what I'm recording off of. Man, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast, man. You guys have no idea how good it makes me feel when I check the Anchor app and I look and I see that it says, man, you have 4 more people that's viewed the podcast, or 5 more people that's viewed your podcast, or 17 other people that's viewed the podcast. I'm honored. I appreciate it. So salute to y'all. But back to Kyrie, it brings me to a point of this dude is really, really, he really, really has good intentions. So I don't want to come down on him very, very bad, because I know in the past show that I did, but I actually want to give him credit for the things that he has done and will do in the future. I want to send some encouraging words out to him to say, hey, man, look, we're proud of you. We're rooting for you. I'm not going to try to tear you down. But my only constructive criticism for you is this. Basketball is your platform. You weren't recruited by Harvard or Yale. You weren't recruited by, Dartmouth or Villanova Law School or Pepperdine as scholars. Vanderbilt, University of California, UCLA, University of Chicago. You weren't recruited to these places as a scholar, Mr. Irving, all due respect. You were recruited to Duke as a basketball player. Play basketball, man. And then everything else that you're trying to do in finance, do that later. Or do that at the same time. Develop a team. Employ people. You can't be the center of the spotlight there and still keep things going on the actual basketball court. Do your profession first. Take my advice, man. God has given you a talent that very, 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 very few people have. Now, I will say this in regards to that, there was a man, or there was a group of people that had talent. Because what a lot of people don't understand is that not only God does not bless us with one talent, God blesses us with multiple talents. And you're not supposed to be stingy with those talents. So once you understand, and this is in the Bible, as a matter of fact, I'm not exactly sure where it's at, but come on, Bible readers, if y'all read the Bible or whatnot, I'm quite sure that the Quran and the Torah also speaks about the blessings of God and how God has blessed human beings with different goodnesses that they can provide to the world. Once you realize that you have those talents, you're not supposed to bury those. So I'm not asking you to bury those. I'm asking you to be a leader and to help other people that's aspiring to be just like you in this fight for social justice and social change, to empower them as well. Your voice can lead others, but there's a way that you have to do that, Kyrie. So now that I'm off my tangent in regards to that, man, salute to this dude. Hopefully he's on the right track. I'm not going to drag him. I'm not going to bring him down because the last episode I did, and I apologize for my behavior. All right. Me as a basketball person, I was really, really PO'd. Now, right before we move forward, right before we actually end the podcast, I always talk about, you know, different music and different things such as that. Wale just came out with a song, Good Vibes. If anybody knows me, if anybody knows, anybody listens to or had listened to me when I was doing the Virtual Hustle podcast on intellectualradio.com, or man, it's been 2 years. I've been doing the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast since 2018. Wow. But Wale is one of my favorite artists. And Good Vibes to me, you know, just to give like a single review. You know what? To be honest, I wasn't really feeling it this time. I mean, it's a great song, but I think Wale came through kind of flat with this. And, you know, he was talking about the president and, you know, people passing away in the pandemic, and maybe that has something to do with it. But an artist such as Wale, to me, I feel as though that everything that he comes out with is good. It's on point. It's fantastic. It's great. He is one of the most underrated MCs and musicians in the hip hop genre, period. I mean, this dude, he has a way with melodies. He has a way of wordplay that's fantastic. And I think that Good Vibes was a great song, was a good song, but it wasn't his best work that he's came out with. And let's see, Wale, Good Vibes, Zai. I think Zai is a strand of weed. It says on East Coast. So, and I always, you know, I always plug Tidal. I'm trying to get an advertisement opportunity one day or some type of partnership. So it's all good with that. But, man, I like to appreciate everybody for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Again, man, you know what? Y'all share my podcast. Y'all discussing it amongst y'all family and friends. You know what I'm saying? Maybe y'all thinking that I'm dead wrong. Maybe y'all riding with me. Or maybe y'all just saying, you know what, Jerome, you need more content. You know, content is king. But again, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Man, I think we on volume number 51 or 52. I'm going to get the volumes down. But, you know, I appreciate you all tuning in, and y'all have a great evening. Dang, I can't find the stop button. Maybe it's time for me to go ahead to another subject. Nah, we got it down.